There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Are electric cars something that you would think about personally?
Absolutely. With all the insects, obviously something that we've covered hugely on Dubai Eye and with the ARN News Centre throughout this year. And with all the incentives coming in, absolutely, I'd buy an electric vehicle when they come here and are freely available. Absolutely. Something that I would invest in. Why not?
I think I'm being slowly tempted. I think I was quite reticent is probably the best way of saying it. But I mean, even seeing the hybrids, I think maybe what my plan might be is go to a hybrid next and slowly sort of make the move. But I guess that they're sort of saying every little helps in terms of going electric or even a hybrid. It's better than what we're all driving on the roads at the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the manufacturers are bringing out very affordable ones. I mean, I've been to other countries across Europe this year and there are just electric vehicles everywhere. Companies like Renault, you know, you don't have to go for the high-end expensive Teslas. There are other companies. You've got the Prius and things like that as well that make it very affordable these days. And with all the charging stations coming across the UAE and it being more affordable and more available to do, absolutely.
Yeah, and we heard in the business headlines, we were talking about the RTA putting in a further order. So it is something that is happening. What was that, Toto Mirai? I think that might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's coming. It's definitely happening. But what I've been talking to one particular advocate, of course, of the electric vehicle. That's Ben Pullen. He's the founder and managing director of Global EVRT, or the Electric Vehicle Road Trip. Last January, it was the first ever convoy of electric vehicles, and they made their way through the Emirates for a four-day trip. It was all about teaching the public things like, you know, what electric cars look like. Because I guess back then, other than hearing about Tesla, they're not used to seeing them, are they? So it was kind of a showcase, really, to see what's on offer, to sort of say, look, you can charge them. These are the places that you can charge them. And I know last year they managed to install some chargers on this four-day trip. Now they've extended it. It's going to be 9 days this time. It's kicking off in Abu Dhabi for Sustainability Week, travelling across the UAE and through to Oman. Ben Pullen is the founder and managing director of Global EVRT. And I started by asking him a bit more information about Global EVRT itself.
Global EVRT runs a series of events and activities with the mission to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles. And we've been running these events and activities in Europe and the Middle East during the last few years, with one of those events being the electric vehicle road trip.
This is the second Global EVRT across UAE and Oman. You did this last year. It was really successful. What do you think the success was down to?
The electric vehicle road trip, or the Emirates EVRT that we ran in January this year, really allowed us to pull together lots of different elements of the market to help to kickstart and accelerate what was already there. So entities like Diwa had already been building charging stations and creating the right environment for electric vehicles to thrive here. And our event really allowed us to amplify that message and to showcase the different vehicles that are available. And we actually built more charging stations across the UAE. So in Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah and Abu Dhabi, we actually built charging stations.
It will be a 9-day trip again. You're doing just over 1,200 kilometres. And as you mentioned, it's a chance for people to see the practicalities of an electric car as well. You've got the charging stations now. Is that important that people can see it's safe enough to use or it's reliable enough to use?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of myths that exist in the market, and we use the event to debunk some of those myths. The main one that we've all experienced, not just in the UAE but across the world, is of the range of the vehicles. And that has been an issue in the past, but I'm happy to say that all of the new electric vehicles coming onto the market now have a range of 300 kilometres or more. So in almost all of your journeys across the UAE, you'll have enough range. And if you don't, there's more charging stations being built to allow for you to drive where you like. And we demonstrate that through driving from Abu Dhabi all the way to Soha in Oman, and then on to Muscat and back up to the Northern Emirates and finally in Dubai.
And you mentioned the range there. I guess there are two types of people, whether they have electric cars or petrol cars or diesel cars. It's kind of, am I nearly empty? Do I need to get somewhere? And I guess it's a different kind of mentality you need to get used to with an electric car.
That's exactly right. So with a petrol car, and you wait until the red light comes on and then you race to a petrol station and you fill up the car. But with an electric vehicle, you have the opportunity to really charge whenever you stop. So if you get home in the evening, you can plug your car in and wake up with a full battery. If you drive to the office, you can plug it in there, to the shopping malls. But anywhere where there's an electricity supply, there's a possibility to charge the car as long as we can build more charging stations. So it's a different mindset. It's more of a plug in everywhere you go and never have to think about refueling ever again.
And you're setting off from Abu Dhabi on the 18th of January. It's Sustainability Week there at the time as well. So it's quite a good partnership, I guess, quite a good place to leave off from.
Partnered with the World Future Energy Summit because it's probably one of the best places that we could be launching the electric vehicle road trip Middle East from. So it's a great event to launch from. There's some fantastic initiatives happening there. And we'll also be hosting the mobility conference in partnership with the World Future Energy Summit and Clean Technica. So that's a one-day conference focused on business and government, but really helping, again, to accelerate the market through bringing the right decision makers together.
Ben, you're encouraging the public to take part. How can people get involved and join in?
There are a range of ways that people can get involved with the electric vehicle road trip. One is by actually joining us as a road tripper in the cars, and there's still some seats available. They can also join by attending one of the showcasing days that we have across the UAE and Oman. So they'll be taking place in Soha, Muscat, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, and in Dubai as well at the Sustainable City. So there's a range of different ways, and the main objective here is to try and get as many people, as many of the public, engaged in the event to experience what these electric vehicles are like, and they can then make the informed decision as to whether that car, the electric vehicle, is something for them today, tomorrow, or in the next few years.
On the journey, can you tell us a little bit about the cars that will be used and that will be on display?
We'll have a range of the Tesla vehicles, obviously. These are some of the best cars around at the moment. But I'm really excited to share that we'll have the new Chevrolet Bolt, so that's their electric vehicle, and it has a range of over 400 kilometres, so it's a fantastic car. We're really looking forward to putting it through its paces across the long distances that we'll be travelling.
And of course, part of this is to raise awareness about renewable energy, about electric cars, to show how sustainable they can be. But it's not just a project to display the vehicles and to highlight Global EVRT. You are putting something back, or you're giving something back. You're also building even more charging stations this year.
We'll be building over 18 charging stations across the UAE and Oman. And these charging stations are vital for the electric vehicle road trip to go ahead. Also, they'll be used by electric vehicle owners for decades to come. So there's a fantastic legacy that we're leaving from running this event.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.